Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Girls Rule Boys Rule podcast. My name is Vanessa G and I'm your host. Happy New Year, everyone. We made it to 2025. I hope everyone's new year is going very well, and I hope that this year brings you everything you could have ever imagined and more. I personally love the new year. I feel like it's a time to reflect on the past year and, you know, look at the things that you've accomplished as well as the things that you would like to accomplish. I love taking time for reflection and self-evaluation. With that being said, as I reflected on 2024, I realized that mental health is something that I struggle with. And this was a hard thing for me to accept because it was really never something that I feel like I struggled with until the most recent years, and I kept feeling like I would get out of these funks, but then I would find myself feeling really sad and down again. It's funny because I like to think of myself as a functioning person who suffers with mental health. I definitely don't get knocked down, and you know, I still go to work and do all the things I'm supposed to, but internally I am really suffering. I realized that, okay, I struggle with mental health. How do I fix this now? How do I get myself out of these quote unquote depressive episodes? So, you know what they say, acceptance is the first step. It was really during the holiday season. My birthday falls in December as well. So it was a lot going on and I just felt extremely overwhelmed. And I realized that I just had shut down. I was just not in the mood for much. I felt like I was really unhappy with my life. However, I realized that none of my circumstances had changed. I still had the same job, was still living in the same place, still had the great friends that I do, family, etc. So I was like, what is wrong with me? So that was when I realized that, okay, maybe you do suffer with mental health, maybe more so than you think. I always thought that what I was experiencing, the emotions that I was experiencing, was just in the times that I felt like my life was hard. But, you know, being down in a time that I didn't feel like my life was quote unquote hard, I was like, okay, this has to be something more. So I took a step back and I was like, all right, you got some mental health problems going on here, girl, and you need to learn how to deal with them. You need to recognize the symptom. And that's why I want to talk to anyone going through a hard time today, anyone who experienced anxiety, depression, or anyone that suffers with mental health, because I think it's really important that you know that you experience this so that you know the symptoms of when you are depressed or when you are experiencing overwhelming anxiety, because when you can detect the symptoms, you can take yourself out of it and combat it. So that's what I did. I noticed that I was just like really down and I was like, okay, girl, stop playing. Like, you need to get yourself out of this. So today I'm here to help you get out of your funk and ultimately become the person that you desire to be. I'm telling you, when I did these things, I felt a change in my life immediately. It was instant. And I read a lot of books and listen to a lot of podcasts regarding mental health and just the overall health of your brain. So when I put these things into action, it was just very amazing to see how much that these things do work, or how much these things that I'm going to talk about really do affect your overall brain health. Again, this is for anyone going through a hard time. It's easier than you would think. Oftentimes we think, what major change do I need to make or do to my life to see a difference? But it really is the small things that create big outcomes. Now, all of these things I've put into practice, and I promise you, I've seen the biggest difference in my life. I'm going to give them to you in the order that has made the biggest difference for me. I think they're all extremely helpful, and no matter which you choose to apply, they will help you. But I'm going to give you the order that has helped me the most. Number one being deleting Instagram. Delete the social media. Deleting Instagram for me has made such a significant impact in my mental health. I felt like my thoughts were never ending. Like, I was just constantly going in my mind. There was never a snooze or an off. I just never had a moment of silence in my brain. And Instagram just started to become overwhelming, and social media in general. But in my case, it was Instagram specifically, just seeing what everyone is doing at every waking moment of the day, just posting everything that they're doing was starting to become so overstimulating to me, but as well as the pressure to post on my Instagram, to make sure that what I'm posting is aesthetically pleasing, to make sure I'm posting all of the cool things I'm doing. It just became too much for me. I said, I'm taking a social media break. Am I gonna go back to Instagram at some point? Maybe. I haven't made that decision yet, but it really has helped me so much. If you feel like your mind won't slow down, I'm begging you to delete your social media. You will see such a huge difference. And I actually listened to a Harvard psychiatrist speak on this, and he talked about how scrolling on social media actually makes anxiety worse. It is not giving your brain a break. For your brain to truly have a break, you need to have stillness, and pulling out your phone and scrolling through Instagram on your 30-minute lunch break at work is not relaxing your mind. So put the phone down. Without social media, I feel like I've had so much more time to implement all these good habits for myself. Because when you're not scrolling on social media, what else is there to do in your downtime, you know? I mean, unless you want to stare at a wall, which is totally cool too if you want to do that. But without social media, I found I have so much time to do things that make my life easier in the end and then are better for me. A big realization that I've had in this time that I've really been focusing on improving my mental health is taking care of yourself before you end up having to treat yourself. And this is so important because a lot of times we don't make the decision to change or to improve until we've reached the point where we can't take it anymore. So even if you're not going through a hard time right now, take these things into consideration and try to implement some of them in your life. The second one for me is going to therapy. Oh my God, guys, I finally did it. I finally started going to therapy and it has made such a difference. If you are questioning whether you should go to therapy or not, do it, especially if you've just experienced something traumatic. I finally feel like I have a place to unload all of my emotions. Having someone to express all of your emotions and that's what they're there for is truly the most freeing thing, because when you're going through a hard time, if you're anything like me, I feel like sometimes you feel like you don't want to burden the people around you. So you hold on to those emotions, but you need to release them and say them out loud. We need community, and having that person designated to helping you understand your emotions and deal with your emotions has been such a blessing to my life. And what was stopping me from signing up for therapy was I didn't really know how. I was like, okay, where do I go? And, you know, people talk about having to shop for a therapist, and that was intimidating for me because I'm like, you mean I'm gonna have to find someone and decide if I like them or not? It was just an intimidating venture for me to go on. But, and this, as much as I wish this was an ad, it's not. I actually heard all the ads about BetterHelp and I looked into it, and I really would recommend BetterHelp to anyone looking for a therapist. They ask you such specific questions and they match you with a therapist. And I'm talking about what kind of therapist are you looking for, whether it be gentle, direct, how important is religion to you? And they just ask you so many in-depth questions to really match you with a therapist that will help you with your needs. And I'm currently in Christian-based therapy, so it's focused around God. And that was really important to me because I'm an extremely spiritual person. So therapy has just resonated with me so much, knowing that God is the center of it. And it has just helped me see things in a light that I would have never seen it before. There is nothing like someone there to help only you and what you are experiencing. So if you are questioning whether you need therapy, do it. Do it for yourself. Make the investment. The next one has been cutting out alcohol. I am doing dry January, so I'm only a few days into this. However, I feel that my commitment to this is so strong. I just realized that I don't really have a good relationship with alcohol. And to be honest, I don't think many people do. I felt like I had to drink for any activity. Anything that I deemed fun had to involve alcohol. And to be honest, I don't like who I am when I drink. I don't like waking up the next morning and be like, oh my God, why would I say that? What did I do? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And alcohol was just really making me not feel good. In the moment, it made me feel great, but the aftermath was such a toxic, negative feeling to me. And I just said, you know what? I'm tired of feeling like this. I am committing to dry January. So if you are doing dry January too, keep going. We got this. Alcohol is proven to be extremely toxic for your brain. So if you are experiencing anxiety or depression, I recommend cutting out alcohol. Even if you can't make the commitment to just completely be sober, give yourself 30 days. If you make it past 30 days, give yourself 60 days and you will see a difference in the way your mind slows down. And there's nothing like being in full control of your thoughts and your actions. How many times do you wake up after a night out like, oh my God, I wish I never did that. Oh my God, I wish I never said that. Like, what was I thinking? And half the time you aren't. You're drunk. You're intoxicated. You're not all the way there. And it's so freeing knowing that I can be confident in everything that I'm saying and I'm doing because I am in a sober state of mind when I do it. This is not advice for alcoholic. This is advice for even a social drinker. Maybe you just only drink on the weekends. Even that little bit of drinking is toxic to your brain. So if you are experiencing anxiety and depression, just cut that out and watch how much better your life becomes. I'm telling you, this Friday night, I sat home, I ate popcorn, I turned on a nice little podcast, and it was so refreshing to wake up the next morning not regretting anything, not questioning what I might have said the night before. And again, I would only have considered myself a social drinker. Like, I wasn't drinking all the time, maybe truly having a night out every 2 weeks. And even with that, I can see a major difference. Now, I don't smoke weed, but I'm going to go the extra mile and say if you smoke weed, take a break from smoking weed. Just take some time to be completely in your thought. Let your brain just have some time off. I spoke on the Harvard psychiatrist, Chris Palmer, earlier. He said this as well. He said, if you're having anxiety, give yourself 90 days. You don't have to go completely sober, but he said you will see a significant change in your brain and how you feel. The next one is working out. Working out, of course, everyone says this, but I think when you think of working out, you think of going to the gym and going hard at 5 a.m. But I got some really good advice, and it was find a workout that you enjoy. I heard this and I never forgot it. And I was like, you know what? That means a lot to me because I think a lot of times we think about going to the gym, but working out could be taking a dance class, taking a yoga class, going for a walk every morning or a run. Find a way to move your body that you enjoy. And I've taken up hot yoga, and guys, I love hot yoga. Oh my God. If you are in the market for a workout class or a way to move your body and you're unsure of what to do, try hot yoga, guys. I'm telling you, I love it. My body feels so amazing afterwards, and it's a very calming experience. And that's not saying that it's not a workout, because it definitely is. I'm sore as we speak from yesterday's morning session, but in the moment, it doesn't feel like this agonizing workout, and just feels really good to stretch your body and move your body. So work out, guys, and know what works best for you. I personally am not someone who can work out in the morning. I need to work out at night because I get tired after working out. It's very common that people say you should work out first thing in the morning. It actually gives you energy, but I'm here to confirm that that does not apply to everyone, because I had a trainer at one point, and whenever we would do our morning workouts, I would just be so exhausted afterwards. So know your body, know your preferences. So if you are a morning workout person, work out in the morning. If you're a night person, work out at night. Find something that you enjoy, and eventually it'll just become habit. You'll want to move your body. You can literally change the chemistry of your brain with working out. So with that being said, the next one is eating good. Now, eating good for me has meant cooking at home. If you know me, you know I'm not really a cook. I don't really enjoy cooking, and I'm not even gonna sit here and say I still do. However, I've found very easy meals that I can make so that I'm not eating out and I'm not spending so much money on breakfast foods every morning. I really have
committed to eating most of my meals at home. In the past few weeks, I've ate out about 1 to 2 times a week. And for me, that is a significant change, because if you think about it, if you're buying breakfast from Dunkin' or Starbucks every single morning, that's still eating out 5 times a week. So now imagine buying lunch into that, or even going further and buying dinner after that. So just knowing what is going into my body and knowing that, wow, I actually made myself this meal has been rewarding in itself. And the same thing with that, you know, you don't have to make a 5-star meal every time you cook. There's such easy recipes that you can make that you can have done within like 20 minutes, which is a really quick turnaround time. So find what works for you. Pick out groceries that you enjoy and keep them in your house. Pick out snacks that you like. A really good one that I've been liking is yogurt with granola and honey on top. Oh my god, has to be vanilla yogurt though. Wow, that is a snack. Like if you're craving anything sweet, oh my god, that's so good. It's sweet, it's crunchy, like it has everything you need in it. Eat better, guys. Eat better. I know we all start the year off saying this, but truly be committed. And the thing with all of these tips is that even if you fall off one day, it's okay. You missed one day, it's fine. Hop back on. You don't have to be perfect at any of these things to start. And I think that's why a lot of things like Heart 75 or keto don't end up being long-term lifestyle changes, because they are so aggressive. And if you miss one day, you feel disappointed in yourself and you feel like you can't keep going. But it's okay if you miss a workout. It's okay if you buy some food out today because you really just don't have time to cook. Tomorrow's a new day. You can do it tomorrow. But the problem is you can't keep saying, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Start today. And if you miss one day, it's okay. Keep going. I've also been taking supplements. For me, I definitely am new to the supplement world and I've been taking them, but I definitely want to do some more research. So this one I'm for sure not an expert in, but I really have seen the difference in myself when I started taking them. So I've been taking my daily vitamin, woman's vitamin once a day. I've been doing a probiotic. I've been doing magnesium. I've been doing cranberry. Now, definitely before you take supplements, see what your body needs, see what your doctor tells you is okay to take. But I still am a student to this. However, it is just rewarding as well to know that I am taking care of my body. The next one is waking up early. Guys, waking up early seems so hard when you think about it, but waking up early makes such a dramatic difference in my day. I mean, give yourself 30 minutes extra than you would normally have in your daily routine. If you wake up at 7, wake up at 6:30. If you wake up at 9, wake up at 8:30, and give yourself 30 minutes to just have some time to yourself. Start your day slow. When you wake up disheveled and running to get out the house, you're setting up your day for chaos. When you give yourself time to truly wake up, truly let your body ease its way into the day, you leave your house with a lot more energy than you would have if you just only gave yourself enough time to brush your teeth and put on clothes and leave the house. Wake up 30 minutes early. Read a book. Find an activity that you like in the morning. For me, it's reading. I love when my son is asleep and my house is silent and I just read my book right from my bed. I love making my breakfast in that time, packing my lunch, just things that I can do with leisure that get my body moving and started for the day. I also notice that it gives me more energy. I'm not as tired when I'm driving to work or when I get to work. And in that time is when I'll drink my lemon water, just giving myself time to enjoy in the morning, because life is not about waking up, going to work, and coming home and going to sleep. You need to enjoy it all. And personally, I love being up when the world is silent. I love being up before the sun comes up. But something that has helped me to wake up early is get yourself an alarm clock. Stop using your phone's alarm clock and buy an old school alarm clock. Have it away from your bed so that you have to actually get up to shut your alarm off. When I tell you guys, this has helped me so much, it's actually crazy, because your body just shoots up. You're awake. You have to literally get out of your bed to turn the alarm clock off. When you have your snooze button on your phone, it's really easy to just hit that snooze button and immediately fall back into a deep sleep. Now that I have my alarm clock, I definitely still hit the snooze button and go back and lay in bed. However, it is completely different. I don't fall into a deep sleep again. Maybe I'm resting my eyes for another 10 minutes, but my body is up. So if you have trouble waking up in the morning, definitely set an alarm clock. I also did this too, so that I'm not immediately going on my phone in the morning. Seeing all your notifications, your emails, your texts is such a high stressor to your brain, especially first thing in the morning. So I've just cut that out completely. And I'm like, listen, I don't even know where my phone is half the time when I wake up anymore. So find something that you enjoy to do in the morning or that you can look forward to and do that. Give yourself some extra time to wake up for that. Listen, I love me an iced coffee. I can't wait to wake up in the morning and make an iced coffee. But also too, don't forget this. You should not be drinking coffee first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. Make sure that you're eating before you're having a cup of coffee. And that's why I get even more eager to make my breakfast in the morning, because I'm like, all right, I gotta make this breakfast. I gotta get some food in my stomach so that I can have my coffee. Bettering ourselves is truly choosing to do the little things in your everyday life to make yourself feel better. I was starting to feel really down because I self-reflect a lot. And I mean a lot. I'm constantly looking at myself from an outsider's perspective. And I started to question myself and how can I become a better person? And I was like, maybe I need to tone down the way I react to things. Maybe I need to not say so much. Maybe I cry too much. And I was just like, you know, there has to be something wrong with me. I was taking the words that people were saying to me and I was internalizing them and thinking, if you fix these things about yourself, you will be a better person. And in turn, it made me extremely insecure. I didn't know who I was anymore. I was becoming a people pleaser. I was becoming someone who was scared to speak up for myself. And I've never been that person. And I was just like, what? Something is not right. And the realization that I had is we need to stop confusing bettering ourselves with fixing ourselves. And this is something I learned in therapy. You are made in God's image. So if someone doesn't enjoy the way that you are, then that person is just not meant for you. And that's okay. There's a lot of people that aren't meant to be in our close circle. And for me, that was hard to accept. But once I removed myself from the mindset of I need to fix myself and I need to change the way I am, I started focusing on dieting and working out and reading and things that make me better, I started to feel better and I realized there was never anything wrong with me. I'm gonna give you guys that list again. And again, this is my order, but I hope that you take some of these and that they truly help you. Number one, delete Instagram. Number two, go to therapy. Number three, cut out alcohol. Number four, work out. Number five, eat good. And number six, wake up early. By implementing all of these things, you will see a difference in the way you feel. And I hope that it helps you. Life is hard. And we need to go through 2025 our best selves so that we can battle anything that gets thrown our way. When you are focused on nurturing your mind, your body, and your spirit, you will see that you become sure of who you are. You become confident in yourself and that the problems that you are going through become easier to deal with. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Follow the podcast at Girls Rule Podcast on Instagram. I love you all. Happy New Year. Bye.